to Morondoi. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoi comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Brand new car, wedding rings, a new home, the joy it brings. Vacation time, everything and anything. Fix your business quick, quick, quick. Make it happen, Republic. Expand and get it done, everything and anything. Republic is everything. Whoa, everything and anything. Whoa.
Reduce rates, cash back, specials on vehicles, and so much more. Get everything and anything you want with Republic Bank. We're the one for you.
Pick two, pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big, big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by two, by three, even five, or get a free play. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and Multi-X. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two, pick two.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Perry refused to carry Annie to see a doctor on their way back to the village, accusing her of lying about her condition. She called Maria and Perry took her phone away from her. Ignatius visited Ryan and Divine left for the gym. Ignatius expressed his doubts about her to Ryan and told him he should have more children, but not necessarily with Divine, which angered Ryan. Unique told Divine that she wants to feel normal again, and Divine suggested counseling. Right now, Leah and Danny are discussing Rachel.
Danny, I don't know what else we can do to help Rachel.
We can't give up on her, Leo.
Sydney got such a hold on her. I'm so afraid that by the time she catches herself, it'll be too late.
I hope not.
What else can we do to help her? I was really hoping that the change she was talking about with Sydney was real, but obviously it's not.
People can change, but they have to want to change.
I just wish there was something more we could do.
We can't stop talking to her.
Obviously.
This domestic violence is not easy. So many women are suffering in silence.
And some don't get help.
Because they feel there is no help, but you can always go to the Tusho.
And the police.
They feel at risk when they complain, especially when they have to see the perpetrator again.
That's why so many women stay quiet. In many cases, the man is the breadwinner. Some women have children with these same men.
But in Rachel's case, she doesn't have to stay. She doesn't have children with Sydney.
No woman should feel like she has to stay in an abusive relationship, whether she and the man have children or not. There really needs to be more help for women so when they leave, they can be safe and able to provide for them and their children.
I agree. Rachel can come and stay with us and get a job.
I wish she would.
We can't give up on her.
The thing is though, Danny, sometimes even when women try to get help, it doesn't go anywhere.
That's true.
I've heard of cases where women went to the police and some of them are so shy and intimidated that they don't even follow through.
We know a lot of women in our communities are shy and are afraid to speak up when wrongs are done to them.
But how can we change that, Danny?
Women need to know that they have a voice. They need to be empowered to be able to speak up without fear.
Sometimes when women go to make these reports to the police, they can't communicate what is wrong because some of them don't even speak English.
Yeah.
Imagine reaching out for help and you can't tell them what is wrong.
What are we gonna do, Leo? What can we do in our little corners to bring changes to our villages?
We can only do so much. For changes to come, there has to be community efforts.
Everyone has to be involved.
But how?
I mean, we can't save everybody or solve all the problems, but we can start by helping Rachel.
I told her if Sydney puts his hands on her, she should report him to the Tusha.
Or the police. She can explain herself well.
Hopefully they arrest him. I find that too many times domestic violence isn't taken seriously.
But I think the police are trained to take these cases seriously.
Hopefully Sydney doesn't harm her. I worry about that every day.
I know, my love. Listen, why we don't go outside and eat some mangoes? The tree's loaded and all the ripe mangoes dropping on the ground.
Alright.
You know something?
What?
I was thinking.
What?
I mean, we're married for a little while now.
Yeah?
And you know I love you so much, Leo.
I love you too, Danny.
You don't ever have to worry about me treating you bad or having another woman with you. Leah, you are my queen.
Ah, Danny.
I mean that with all my heart.
I know.
So, I was thinking.
What?
Maybe we can think about having a baby.
Oh.
I mean, it's okay if you're not ready. But it's just something that's been on my mind.
A baby would change our lives.
Yeah. To have a little Danny or Leah running around. So what do you think?
When I'm ready.
All right.
I want to plan my family and not let things happen by chance.
I know, baby.
Many people in our communities don't have family planning.
I know.
I'm glad you understand. Now let's go and eat these mangoes.
Yes, my love.
Unique, let's do a few laps around this ground.
Divine, I don't even know if I can run half a lap. You see how I'm struggling in the gym?
You got to take it one day at a time.
At least it's not plenty people this afternoon.
Yeah, sometimes it gets really crowded.
I guess it's good that people are trying to keep fit, you know?
And I heard that some overseas-based Marundians are thinking about putting an outdoor gym here.
Really?
Yeah.
That would be great. This community center ground really is a central part of our village.
Yep.
Kevin would love an outdoor gym.
Really?
Yeah, man. He'd rather be outside than in a gym.
What I like about exercising outside is the fresh air. But I got to be in a gym doing some weights and machines too.
I hear you.
You talk to Kevin about how you're feeling?
He knows I'm struggling. He thinks I have postpartum depression too. But I haven't really been talking to him about anything.
Why?
Because half the time he's just upsetting me, man.
Really?
It's like I can't stand me husband right now.
Wow.
I don't want him to touch me. Sometimes hearing his voice alone annoys me. It's like I just want him to leave me alone.
Unique, seriously, you're going through a serious bout of postpartum depression and you really need to get some help. I don't want to see you and Kevin's marriage end because of this. You need to discuss with him and let him help you.
Is it bad that sometimes I think having a baby was a mistake?
You do?
I mean, it's not like I don't love Iceland, but nobody prepares you for how much your life will change.
I know, but you're aware of what the problem is, so you need to get help.
I guess.
Please do it before it's too late.
Let me run, man.
Catch me.
Unique, wait!
Oh, gosh.
You good?
I need to rest.
All right, let me sit down right here.
Oh, shoots.
What?
There's no Kathleen coming there?
Uh-huh. It's about to be awkward.
You hear we're going now with she and her husband, Maurice?
I have no idea. I don't talk to him anymore.
Okay.
Good afternoon, ladies.
Hi, Catalina.
Hey.
How y'all doing?
Just catching up with a little exercise.
Yep.
You need to call the baby.
She's okay. She's with her grandmother, Sonia.
I could imagine. Sonia must be spoiling she.
You know grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Divine? How are the children?
Oh, they're good.
Nice. All right. I'm about to do some power walking.
Cool.
Enjoy.
Thanks.
Oh, wow.
I heard she and Marie's getting a divorce.
Speak about the devil. Oh, my gosh.
No.
Buddy.
Like he following she.
Hi, ladies. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Marie.
Good afternoon, Marie's.
All is well?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, ladies. Enjoy the rest of the afternoon.
You too. Define is how you so nervous, like you still like he.
Girl, that's a whole married man with a problematic history. You want to see his wife he gonna walk in behind? Me and Ryan are good. Counseling really helped to save our marriage.
I'm glad, because me and Kevin gonna need it.
Maurice, you need to stop this. You followed me to the community center, ground, and now you followed me home? When will this end?
When you say yes to giving me another chance, Catalina.
You realize I can call the police and tell them you've been harassing me?
Have I been harassing you, though? Wanting to speak to my wife to work on our issues is harassment?
I have filed for a divorce and I don't
I'm
need...
I'm not giving you a divorce.
Maurice, I am not taking you back. Maurice, you are not ready to settle down with any woman. Just live a single lifestyle and have as many women as you want.
I don't want as many women. I want you.
You had your chance with me and you messed it up. I'm not settling down into a lifestyle of infidelity with
Catalina.
You. Don't touch me, man.
Hello? Hello? What is going on out there?
He followed me home again. Every day I regret I came out of hiding.
Maurice, you need to stop this. Let it go.
Let go of a woman I love? My wife?
If you truly love her, you will respect her wishes.
Catalina, please. I'm begging for one more chance.
Look. I go in inside.
Catalina!
Maurice, let it go. Let it go.
I refuse to accept that it's over. I'm not giving her a divorce.
You know what is your problem? You are a narcissist. And your ego is hurt. Let my niece have peace, Maurice.
I don't know how to move on.
Get help. Go talk to somebody and get help. I've known Catalina since she was a baby. And when she says that she's done with you, she's done with you.
So there's no chance?
None.
I really messed up. The best thing that happened to me in a long time.
And not having her is your punishment. Have a good night, Maurice.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundi.
Today's episode came to you with support from the European Union, promoting sustainable livelihoods for vulnerable groups in Guyana.
Murundi Incorporated is part of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, networking in over 120 countries to ensure justice for the sexual and reproductive health and rights of every individual, and creating an equitable future for all.